Previously on New Crits on the Block.
You stab her one time as you hear again that like guttural scream coming from Glace. You hear this loud roar as you see that black ichor start to course through the frost elemental that is Glace.
He is looking at her, trying to make sure that she sees him, that the first thing she sees is his face.
But you feel this warmth in your side. You see an icy dagger jammed into your side, Philippa holding the hilt of it as she smiles up at you. Gotcha.
All right, go ahead, whoever, I guess.
So we were talking about, I just got back from like Truckee, Tahoe. For those who aren't from the area, it's the mountainous area of California that you go to the snow. Like if you,
well, that's not the area you go to. You go to Tahoe. I mean, you could go to Truckee, Donner.
It's area, all the same area.
Did you only go to Truckee or did you go to Tahoe?
We went to Truckee and then we drove to North Lake.
Mm. Okay.
So like
the Palisades, is that where you were?
Near there, yeah.
Okay.
We were sick the whole time, so we really didn't go much of anywhere. It was kind of just like play in the snow. We went sledding to Sugar Bowl. But
fun.
Yeah. We had a good time when we weren't coughing and vomiting everywhere. But we drove up there and we were talking
just
about
as
how...
as you're sliding down the mountain, just wow!
Yeah, right? Well, that's how they leave the
yellow
trail.
Snow. How about pink snow?
Ew.
Yeah.
Or green. But,
as I drove up there, there was a snowstorm, and as you get the peak of 80 coming over that mountain, they make you have chains and stuff because it gets completely whited out. And but I have a 4-wheel drive car, so they were like, "Oh, you can go," even though my car is falling apart. But I made it up there safely. So then we were talking about, you know, crashing in the snow and skidding out and stuff. And Brian, you're from originally where now?
A small town called Blanchardville.
But in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're used to, you know, winter weather. But we were talking about histories of crashing and stuff. So one of my first times, and this is back when I had the old Mercedes, the battle wagon.
It's cool.
The E320 wagon. I drove that thing up to the snow and I went, this is back in nursing school, and I had a bunch of guys I went with from my class. And the whole drive up, they were in back and I was driving up, and at one point I saw one of them pull out a beer as I was driving, and I was like, I looked in the rear mirror and I'm like, hey guys, like you cannot drink in a car while we're driving, right? Like, even though I'm not drinking, that's illegal. You can't do that. I don't want to get in trouble, right? Like, and they were like, okay. And so instead they were drinking a soda up the on the way up, and I swear to God I heard a bottle open at one point, but I was focusing on driving, so I didn't see it. So the result is we get up there, we unpack everything, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to run to the store and get some stuff. I'll be right back. So driving up there, it's daylight. Things are warm-ish, but snow is melting onto the road, and then night falls, temperatures drop, and all that water turns into black ice. And so I'm driving to the down this windy road to the store, and I hit a patch of black ice, and I start skidding out, you know, I lose my tail because it was a, you know, a front wheel drive car, and I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm like drifting it down this hill to the best of my abilities, and these guys are in the back of my car too. That's right. And I finally lose it and I crash into a snowbank, going a decent speed, but it was powder. And as I hit this thing, the car comes to a sudden stop, and all of a sudden, as I look down, as I crash and my head swings forward and I'm looking at my feet, about 12 beer bottles from underneath my seat just go sliding to the front of the car and the classic clinking noise that they might make. And I'm looking down at it And these guys who are drunk in the back are like just like flying around as the car is skidding down. And as I'm about to hit the snowbank, I slam on my brakes. And one of the guys who's more proficient at driving in the snow just goes, I don't do that. As I just skid into the bank. I did the best I could. And I'm looking down at these beer bottles and I'm like, and I'm completely sober. This is before I used to drink, and I certainly would never drink while driving. And I'm just like, what the actual fuck? And then right then a huge spotlight goes shining on my car. Oh!
Oh!
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, the math meme. This is before the math meme existed. The original math meme starts going through my head. And I'm like, I'm going to get out so that whoever's there, I can be like, hey, we're okay. You know, I'm trying to get ahead of this. And so I get out of the car and I can't really see past the spotlight. And some guy's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, we're totally fine. Just, you know, black ice. I'm all right. I guess I'm just going to have to, you know, dig myself out. And he goes, and then I see it's not a cop. It's just some guy who has a truck there. And he goes, I got a winch. You want me to pull you out? And I'm like,
hell yeah.
Yes, please. And then he pulls me out, and then he says, well, we did you a favor. Think you can give me something for that? And I'm like,
oh,
that was some beer.
And then, and then?
And then I gave him $50 because it's cheaper than it's.
You didn't kiss him?
No, he wasn't asking for a kiss.
Oh, yes, he was.
Maybe he was asking for a kiss in hindsight. No, he had his hand out. He was asking for cash.
Save yourself $50.
I saved myself from going to fucking jail or having my car towed away for being full of empty beer bottles while crashing into the snow. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the trip was fairly uneventful. Thankfully, it didn't set off airbags or do any real damage. The battle wagon. That was my original dadmobile before I was a dad.
Yep.
Yep.
Good times. That car, eventually the power steering went out on, and but it still worked. And so you just had to
drove it for hella long.
Yeah, you just had to manually turn the car with your body. Just like, don't mind me, I'm just going to go ahead and turn this 2,000-pound car here. Here we go.
Hella buff arms, though.
Yeah, man, I drove that thing for as long as I could. That's my rule with cars is that, like, as long as they go.
Run them into the ground.
Yeah, my Jeep almost has 200,000 miles on it.
Sheesh.
Let's go.
That's where my Highlander's at. It's at like 181. But I was just telling everyone here that it's now it leaks and it's full of mildew and stuff. So it's done. That car is, I'm going to drive that thing till it blows a gasket and do something with it.
So Philip has stabbed you.
Yeah, yeah. So that was
right.
Back to that. So I was trying to be super cool and save her, and she stabbed me in the side. So she just got to do that. She didn't have to roll an attack or anything against me, Jake.
Yep.
Just what? a free hit.
Yeah, take free 15 action. Points of damage.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You could just roll and just say that she hit me.
He said what he said.
She hit you. She got a 45.
Oh shit, man, that's a good
roll. Attack.
All right, well, what can I do? You know, the DM rolled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you sometimes the dice just aren't in your favor.
Yeah.
And she said gotcha. Okay, so I'm now bleeding out of my side. How much damage does she do?
15 points of damage.
Oh, okay, well, that's not very much.
No, she rolled though.
Excellent. Katana's down.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
Katana's down.
I knew it.
I had 7 HP left after that crit that thing had on me.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
As she gets him in the side, he looks down and looks at her, and his smile just begins to turn to a frown as he loses consciousness.
I'm sorry, but in my head, all I could think is turn that frown upside down.
He did as he went head over heels backwards and hit the ground. Okay.
Okay. So Katana is down as Philippa stands up over Katana's unconscious body. She kind of throws the ice knife to the side as it melts and dissipates, as she puts her hands out as a shield, an ice shield forms around her left arm and a spear forms in her right as she looks straight over to the three of you. Well, one down, three to go. This should be easy. Eowyn, it is your turn. You see Philippa standing over Catan's unconscious body as she starts to stride towards you guys. You see the massive creature that is Glace now with her five arms out the side and the four legs on this like giant iceberg that's like 20 feet tall and like 10 feet wide. Just a monstrosity of ice. What would you like to do?
So do any of these, do they look damaged at all? Or did Catan basically just separate them with his like heavy attack?
You can see a few like cracks in Glace's like body where like this black ichor seems to be like going towards and like filling up these holes. So it definitely looks like she is still damaged.
Jake?
Yeah.
Seeing Catan go down kind of shakes me to my core a little bit because he's the one that just like never goes down. But more than that,
well, buy me dinner first.
Seeing my hag go down is really what bothers me the most, I think. And so for the first time
the
in a very
fuck are you so attached to this hag?
Long time, because it was my first born, Brian. It was my first
born.
Yeah,
if a Chad went down, Brian, if a Chad went down in front of you, you would be sad too.
He forgets about his Chads all the time.
Would he though, or would he be
he's like
no.
Who?
Milo is still here, technically. Right?
I know. I'm a perfect dad. Okay. So I only care about them when they're in front of me.
So for the first time in a long time, Jake, I'm going to wind up.
Oh.
Which I haven't done in a while. Eowyn kind of saves that for the right moment, right? He is a bit of a showman. He wants to make sure that when he uses these, they're the precise perfect moment. So here's what I'm going to try to do, Jake. I assume that Glace and Philippa are kind of in the same area.
Yeah, Glace is just like probably like 10 or 15 feet back behind where Philippa is and okay. Where Catan's unconscious at.
So I am going to, with my bonus action, cast Zephyr Strike. I move like the wind until the spell ends. My movement does not provoke opportunity of attacks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to burst into my, in just like a seamless motion now at this point, I just burst into this swirling, wisping creature of wind as I beeline towards Catan's body. And I am going to basically, I don't know if I'd be strong enough to grab him, but I'm basically trying to knock him back with me and just almost just like a cow plow, you know, just push him forward on the ice.
Okay.
To get him out of the area. Cause I have a 60-foot fly speed.
You can grapple a creature.
Yeah.
With an athletics check, but I can't resist you cause I'm unconscious.
Here's the thing, bro.
So I think that would be an auto success.
But I don't think that makes sense though. Also because.
Well, what I'm saying is that's how you move a creature.
I'm trying to move you, bro. I'm trying to push you.
Okay.
How those are different, we'll never know.
And we're on, because mm-hmm. I believe semantics matter in things like this, right? The details matter.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm going to, after he's there, I'm going to basically turn backwards while still moving. And I am going to use my Cyclone Strike. I think for the first time ever this campaign.
I think so.
So my cyclone strike, basically I fire an arrow up into the air and it bursts into a bunch of arrows as they turn into swirling cyclone tornadoes pounding down in the area, which is why I asked if the two were close we're together. Close.
Yep.
And it does 8d6 damage to each creature.
Okay.
There's no save. There's no nothing. It's just 8d6 damage in that area of effect.
That is what I said at one point.
Why wouldn't there be a save?
You know what?
Interesting, Jake.
You know what? That's a good fucking question. It's a good.
But you didn't.
Yep. That's what I did. I said
and
that.
And that is a... Oh, I rolled...
I knew he was going to roll bad anyway, so, you know, that's why I did
no,
it.
No, no, no. I rolled well.
Oh. I knew he was going to roll really well, so...
No, I rolled quite well, actually. That is a 40 even.
Oh, wow, that is pretty good.
No, I rolled that wrong. Sorry, let me re-roll. I rolled one too many.
Just 35. Last one.
35. Yes, 35.
Yeah, 35. If you ever do that, just get rid of the last one on the screen, and that's kind of the
I rolled
way to do
really
that.
Well.
Because you don't want to diminish your entire roll just because you have one
six,
extra dice.
Five, four, jeez, I rolled really well.
So I am going to ask you to make a roll for for pushing, grabbing, however you want to describe it. I would say you need to make an athletics check.
Okay.
Now, so I'm going to go ahead and say that Catan is really slippery from all the blood he's lost.
Yeah.
So you probably look good athletics. Going to slide across the ice.
Let's see. 13 plus, I have a 6 in athletics. So 19 total.
19 total is enough to push a dead body, I would say.
Well, an unconscious body.
True, true. An unconscious body. Yeah.
And when I do, Jake, I give him a little wind kiss on the cheek. Just to like let him know that we're here for him and we'll make sure he's going to be okay.
Okay, so you see
it's like a soft breeze kisses along his cheek.
Okay, I'll make sure to share that perfectly.
Okay, yeah, just want to make sure. again, Samantha, I believe semantics and details matter, so continue.
Details matter.
You see Catan drop as Philippa stands up and starts walking towards you. You feel like this kind of rage, not for Catan, but for the sea hag, start to boil up inside of you as the wind starts to rush around you. As 1 second, you're just kind of standing there as this like tornado starts to form around you. And then next you're soaring just above the ground, kind of making around, going like around Philippa and just flying straight into Catan. As you hit Catan, you kind of turn your body to where you're kind of like just pushing him with your back, like your lower back as you're sliding across the ice, and you aim up into the sky and let a arrow go off into the sky. As you see, it has like this tornado behind it. And as it hits the arc, the peak of its arc, hundreds of arrows start to shoot down, all forming their own tornadoes as they just plummet into the ground, crashing into it and leaving like this icy dust above them as Philippa and Glace get pelted with these arrows. You see Philippa had put her shield up, but most of the arrows still went by her, cutting, doing small like cuts all across her body. Glace kind of gets peppered with them, but they don't seem to do as much to her. And as you push Catan away, you get, I'd say, you said you had 60 feet.
Well, and Zephyr Strike gives me a plus 30 feet onto that as well. So I have 90 feet total.
So how far are you like trying to, just enough to where you're like 30 feet out of them?
Hey, Leaf, what's your biggest area of effect spell range?
I would like at this point, a 60 foot radius would be great.
I'm pushing him 61 feet away, Jake.
Okay. for what I'm cooking up.
Yeah, here. I knew that, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, and honestly, not just specifically for Leaf, but for my spellcasters, I want Catan out of range of what could possibly be coming in for these two.
Yes.
So it is Glace and Philippa's turn. She also rolled really well, so I'm just going to have them take their turns together. And it's what is it, narratively satisfying?
Yes.
So the five arms of Glace raise up towards the ceiling as you hear like this loud ice cracking from her body as you see these ice arms start to pull off of her body and shoot off into the sky. And just as they shoot off, you see Philippa start darting towards Leaf. Can I have you guys make a dexterity saving throw to dodge these icicle hands that are coming, and you can see them like arcing over and starting to come down and crash on top of you.
15 plus 11 for a 26 for Eowyn.
Okay. 26 is pretty, that's decent.
I would hope so. Oh, Leaf, I don't like your face here.
How's the 3 plus 1?
Not good. Oh. Not great.
Let me ask you this. Even with Katana unconscious, is his aura still conscious?
Yeah, is his aura still going to radiate off of him?
Leaf, you're nowhere near him.
Let me go ahead and look that up for you. No, it's not.
Oh, dang. Okay, still 24 for me, or 26, whatever I said.
Okay, how about a big juicy 4?
Yeah, that's going to go ahead and fail. Boral?
Cool. Love that.
So I had to expend all my luck points
for this. Oh, no!
To get a 16.
Oh, that still fails.
Fuck! Oh, no!
Never mind, Catan. Maybe you won't wake up.
And Catan automatically fails all dexterity saving throws when unconscious. So mm-hmm, that is mm-hmm. one death save for Catan.
One death fail for Catan.
Oh, I didn't know. You guys are lucky. I did not roll good. I rolled a lot of ones and twos.
Fuck for that.
42 points of damage to those.
That's
that
still too many ones
fail.
And twos, Jake. Ooh. 40 what?
42.
40 what?
Wait, 42 okay. damage?
42 damage if you failed. Catan, you don't take, or not, sorry, Eowyn, you don't take damage. Now here's the thing, Catan. You could argue that you are getting slid across the floor still by Eowyn.
Is now, it an area of effect?
Yes, but if Eowyn,
am I in the area of effect?
I guess so. All right,
then it hits me.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's,
that's just how
me.
That works.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, these arms come crashing down, and you guys might not have been hit by the initial impact, but the kind of explosion from the ice just crushing down onto the floor just sends shards everywhere, just cutting you up as it goes flying by. Leaf, as you kind of get back up, you see Philippa dart around like part of this pillar now that's in the ground as she like does like a Leonidas, like an Achilles jump up and go to spear at your neck as she rounds the corner, because she knows your guys' dynamic.
You're thinking of the movie Troy with Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are thinking of Troy, and I don't
Matt,
like
can
it.
I get a Brad Pitt?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Brad Pitt. Just wanted to come in and say thank you for getting my name right. I'm Achilles. Do you see my body in that movie? It's fucking banging. Day, bye.
That's what she says as she stabs into him.
The first one, I think, is a miss. That's a 12. 2 plus 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is a 13 plus 10 for a total of 23.
What do you know? That misses.
Yeah.
Because I have a shield and some other stuff.
Okay. So she stabs you.
I didn't tell you about.
That is 28 points of damage.
Okay.
And while she stabs you, she actually not hit anybody yet. Make a constitution saving throw.
How about a 2 plus 2?
Oh, Lord.
I literally set this to a 12, Christy. Beat it. Roll higher than a 10.
I would love to. How about a 4 instead? Does that beat it?
Oh, I'm sorry to do this.
No.
As she stabs into your shoulder, you feel the ice start to pour out of the spear as the spear starts to dissipate, and you see it go across you as you feel the ice starting to take over as you are now encased in ice.
Can I have a reaction?
What's your reaction?
Milo!
Milo comes like right before your hair freezes over. Milo like crawls his way out of your hair and leaps out. Are you having him take a form?
Fire.
Fire. As he jumps out, a ball of fire kind of goes out right in front of him as he jumps through it. And as he jumps through, you see the flames kind of overcome his body as he turns into a lion with like a fiery mane, and his tail is on fire as well, as he kind of like shakes off some of the ice and turns back towards Philippa. It is now your turn, Leaf. You can make another constitution saving throw, but that'll be the end of your turn. And you can use Milo, we'll just say, as a bonus action on your turn.
Wait, so all I can do is a con save?
Yeah, you're encased in ice.
Now, did
I
she
thought
take...
I had like a little...
So wait, no, hold on. Did she take face. Damage?
Yeah, she yes. took damage from the...
So you also have to roll a concentration check to maintain your Fairy Spire spell. Jake, do you want that save she had to be the concentration check or the con save for the effect?
I don't care. She can try to roll again. I don't think it's going to go well either way.
What don't I'm basically say saying is that you can argue that that was your failed concentration check, which is a little sketchy, but you could, because you do have to make two con saving throws.
Just make a check. See what the number is, if it is even worth the discussion. It doesn't seem like it is.
How about a 4 plus 2?
No, nope. Okay, oh so God. You failed both. Got it.
So Fairy Fire is off of Philippa, and...
Well, technically it was on Glace.
Well, it was on her body, on Philippa's
don't
body.
Don't I need to decide?
It's gone no. either way.
Yeah, it's gone either okay. way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, and you're still encased in ice, so what would you
well,
like
I tried.
To do?
My can, options are...
He can try to help you break the ice, but you also have Philippa standing right in front of you, so that's up to you. You can do either or. You can make your con save first and have Milo go after, or you can do have Milo go and then do it either way. Or you can try to have him break you out.
Do I get a bonus action? Is that
that's one
an option?
You get a bonus action for Milo. If
he
you want
the bonus action.
Yeah, he is a bonus action.
Okay. I don't remember what Milo is capable of.
Chris, you got your Milo stats?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard me when I ran past Brian in the kitchen, but I said, I don't have any stats. I'm lying. I just need to pee.
Did you really?
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
I think we should punish Christy for not keeping track of all of her stuff.
The stats I have all the stats for my power-up form. The stats I have for Milo are all the forms he can take, but I do not have like what particularly he can do, because it seemed like at the time, and Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not wrong.
Scratch. Plus 2 to attack. Just, 1d4
you
damage.
You kind of just winged it with what Milo could and would do.
Well, you always
do.
Forgot him. I kind of did too.
Right, so I didn't like hold you to any mechanics, because you kind of just like inserted him in.
Fire breath, boom, DC, your DC.
My DC, which is what, 2?
Your DC?
Yeah.
Your DC is not 2.
I wanted it to be easy for Milo.
No.
I don't see any way to solve this other than either Jake, just make up whole new numbers off the cuff right now, or maybe just use him to give her advantage on breaking out of this thing. I don't know.
No, fire breath.
Yeah.
66.
So he can fire breath me out.
Maul is a normal attack, plus 5. And it does 3d6. Fire damage. There you go. Boom. Done.
Yeah, I want him to fire breath me out of my ice casing.
Okay, you see Milo as he jumps out of his into his fire form. He turns around and kind of
wait, Milo. You don't have any healing properties?
No, he would have.
You want Milo to be like a Swiss Army knife?
Well, he kind of is. That's like the thing.
He would if you put the repository into the bear so many days ago.
That's not fair, Jake. That's not fair.
Well, next time, listen.
Who are you trying to heal?
Herself.
Don't worry about it, Catan. And no, it's not me. Okay. Well, he can't, so it doesn't matter. Even if he could. So yes, fire breath me out, please. Thank you.
Okay. He goes. As flames leave his mouth and start to melt the ice in front of you, or on you, I guess. As he melts it down, it gets to where it's like down to your feet, so you're still like locked in the spot for this turn. Okay. But once your turn is around, you will be melted out. That is your turn. Boral, it is your turn. Catan is down. Awen is sliding across the ground. Leaf is turned into an ice block. And Philippa looks like she is poised to kill Leaf. What would you like to do?
Oh boy. Okay. Jesus.
And you also have Glace.
So I took damage. So my illusory dragon, or my illwinery dragon, is a concentration spell. So
okay, so you do half of it was 42 was the damage. Yeah. So 21, you have to beat a check for a constitution saving throw of 21.
Yeah, that's nope. that's
dragon
a nope.
Dissipates.
And no more dragon. It's not looking good here. Because I'm very low. I don't know how everyone else is doing.
Awen's great.
I have not taken a single point of damage yet.
On hit points? Real, real bad.
Fuck off.
How about you, Catan?
I go after Brian if I'm awake.
You don't get to say anything because you don't have any.
Don't have any.
Okay. So I am going to cast Wish.
Hey everyone, it's your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's Middle Break. Well, it looks like we've come to that part of the podcast where Wish has finally been used. How's it going to turn out? What's he going to wish for? I wish I may, I wish I might wish upon a Boral tonight. You know, if I were to use Wish, I think I would wish so that all of my beautiful listeners, followers, friends out there would do all the things that they can do to help our podcast grow. What are those things exactly? Well, I wish that you would subscribe, rate, and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use. Go there, hit that subscribe button, download our episodes, leave a 5-star review, and then write a nice little write up about why you like our podcast so other people who come across it might think that they would enjoy it too. I also wish that you would follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at NewCrits and on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at NewCritsOnTheBlock. We are always posting content to those sites. It's your best way to keep up with all goings-ons of NewCritsOnTheBlock. Best thing you can do there, share the posts. Share the stories to your own sphere. We're only growing through word of mouth right now, so doing those small things really helps us out a ton, and we would be so appreciative. Speaking of being so appreciative, one of the things that we've done to give back to our community is we have a Discord. That is right, it's a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. You can go there and hang out, talk to the cast, talk to other fans of the show. But we also have channels where if you just want somewhere to come hang, we got space for that too. We're a safe, inclusive space. We are really proud of what we have built over the last few years. We love our community that is very loyal and fantastic. We love you all. And if you haven't been part of that community yet, well, what the heck are you waiting for? Now, I might be thinking, well, Matt, I wish I could do all these things that you just asked of us to do, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock will get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't have time to mention, like our merch store, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock. It is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this one. We will see you next week. Let's see what happens with this big old wish, baby. We'll see you next Monday. Until then, take care. Be safe out there. Be excellent to each other. We love y'all. Bye bye.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Wow.
What are you wishing for?
It's time.
Boral, can you read the spell?
Oh,
for
do
the
I have to read the whole
know
fucking
what
thing, dude? It's a goddamn thing. Novel, dude.
Just a gist of the spell.
So I can use it to duplicate basically any spell up to 8th level. Alternatively, there are some other things I can do. And well, there's some other things that they list, and then there's like things I can do with your permission. Basically.
Thank God. Okay.
Okay. Cool. But I'm going to use one on the list. And I guess that might also require your permission, but like it's on the list. So like.
Okay. Well, what are you doing, Ryan?
And there's also effects that take effect on me because of this. And I don't actually know how this works. And I'm kind of going to lean on you and Ben for this. You allow, among a whole plethora of things, you allow up to 20 creatures that you can see to regain all hit points, and you end all effects on them described in the greater restoration spell.
Whoa.
That's what I want to
okay,
do.
So
that is 100% completely on the wish spell list. It's not even like you're it says you can do this.
Okay.
The spell simply takes effect. It is instantaneous. It's an action. It's a verbal.
I will say, for storytelling purposes, I would like you to deliver it in a form of a poem.
Okay.
I wish I may. I wish I might.
Wish upon this spell tonight.
I'm not doing that.
Whatever you want to do with it, a little wish poem, I think.
If we get
DM,
if we all get healed, it's in the bag. Jake, can it please go also to the Sea Hag?
that is a beautiful poem there.
That's a beautiful poem.
And then Jake, I will also say that it says part of greater restoration is one effect that charmed or petrified the target. So your freeze is not really an official D&D effect.
But she's she's unfrozen.
But
so
Milo got her out.
Yeah.
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 Milo I have my out. Feet are still held.
That was actually going to be one of my things.
You're going to be on your
Ben,
turn.
If that was an effect that would undo it, but Milo got her out of it. So.
Okay. All right.
So here's the thing I need help with is what happens to me, because the end of this spell is like the stress of casting this spell to produce any effect other than duplicating another spell weakens you. After enduring that stress, each time you cast a spell until you finish a long rest, you after enduring the stretch, each time you cast a spell until you finish the long rest, you take 1d10 necrotic damage. So any spell I cast after this, I take 1d10. Okay.
Okay.
That's only if you're not duplicating a spell. Aren't you duplicating
a spell? No, I'm not. I'm in the alternate list right now.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know the list. Okay.
I guess a third part that I just thought of. I allow up to 20 creatures that I can see. Is myself one of those or no?
You can see
yourself. You put
body.
Your arm up, you can see your arm.
You can see your whole body. You just look down.
This is Jake.
Yeah, I mean, unless you were blind.
Well,
Well, then you couldn't see.
Well, there's ice everywhere. I can see myself in the reflection. I mean, you know, I can.
It doesn't say it can't. It says,
yeah.
You allow up to 20 creatures that you can see to all regain all hit points.
Regain.
Everyone gets grains.
Yeah.
Like everybody gets a sack of grain.
A bowl of rice.
You know, it also says that the casting range is self-target self. So, I mean, I feel like you can do yourself. Unfortunately,
I kind of like the idea of like sacrificing myself to fucking like everybody.
Well, you kind of do because the second part of this spell says, in addition, your strength drops to 3.
His strength already is 3. Anyway,
in addition. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, my strength now are a weak little bitch wizard,
which I already was. So without you, really sorry, I'm like -3 instead of -9. Oh, no. All right, a -1. Sorry, I'm a -1 right now. So I'd be like, whatever the fuck 3 is.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a -4.
For a couple days, by the way.
Oh,
for a couple days.
I'm negative. I am a 3 strength for a couple days. So, okay.
And finally, Brian, roll a D100.
Wait, why? I didn't see this.
Finally, there is a 33% chance.
Oh, I can't cast this ever again.
Cast wish ever again.
Yep.
If you suffer this stress, which you do.
So what does that mean? If I anything under 33?
33 or less.
Right. Okay, got it.
And you are never able to cast wish again.
So hold on. That's a D100. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
71. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
He ain't stressed at all.
But my strength is 3.
My strength is 3.
And if you ever, and any spell you cast from here on out for a certain amount of time,
I take damage.
Until a long rest.
You take damage. Yeah. Yikes. Okay. But hey, we all have full HP again.
So here's a question, though. It doesn't need to be a poem. But I do want to hear your wish.
Okay, yeah, so I got saying. It. So seeing the sort of, I've taken a lot of damage. I'm hurt. Catan is down. There's, you know, the just ice shards everywhere. I'm kind of thinking this is all in slow-mo and everything seems hopeless. And I get down on my knees and I just kind of like get in like a trance. Or and I just sort of say I'm whispering to myself this wish that I want everyone to be okay again. I want everyone to be healthy. I want everyone to be conscious. And we need help. So this is the only help that I can think of. Is to sacrifice a part of myself to make everybody okay. So.
And now, Jake, can I ask one final question? Given that this is the most powerful spell that any mortal can cast, period, how does this manifest? Like, in your world, how does a...
Well, she's going to tell us, yeah, I assume.
Yeah, I just want to throw it out there. Like, this is the strongest he does, spell, period.
Yeah, he does a wish and it happens. That's it. That's all.
a little star goes across the sky. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. The more you know.
Boral, you say your piece, and as you do, this like magical like essence starts to wrap around you, as after just a few seconds a super bright light just emanates from you, blinding everyone in the area for a few moments, and what they don't see is this essence kind of goes up into the sky and shoots down and hits the ground and blasts out all around this chamber. And as this wave of energy kind of passes over everybody, instead of them just instantly getting healed, it feels like all of your wounds are going in reverse. So all of your cuts, all your scrapes are like getting fixed, and your skin is getting like flecked, like stitched back together by itself. All of your
cuts and scrapes, some internal bleeding. Your organs, Catan, are just kind of going back in time, the time before you were damaged. And as Catan, you kind of shake your head for a second and look down, and all the blood that had like seeped out of you, you can see it slowly starting to come back and like slither on the ground as it like pulls itself back into your body, and then your wound just closes in your on your stomach.
Portal, you got a bonus action.
I'm going to move to cover. No, I'm not. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Wow.
Is the egg still dead?
No!
What?
Greater restoration Why? Doesn't bring back the dead.
No! Oh,
sorry. Matt, I tried. I'm sorry.
Well, it was a conjured creature, so theoretically when it dies, it vanishes.
It's fine. I understand.
I was gonna say, it doesn't actually get death save, right?
Resurrection if you want.
No, it does not. We just did that for funsies.
Just for flavor. You could just summon it again.
No, I'm never summoning it again, ever.
He will never love again.
Never.
Never. No.
Oh, I can't wait to use this later on with with a certain someone.
Oh no.
Sorry, I've been through too much. I can't.
I've already lost so much.
I couldn't fathom.
Oh shit. Okay.
All right, Jake. Well, so we're all good to go, baby.
Yeah, so I'm fully healed.
You're fully healed.
And I have all my spells back?
No, we didn't say that.
Oh. Just making things up.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I have a plus 25 now. What?
I just thought I'd try it.
I do 376 damage every single time I attack. Well, Boral, that was your turn. Kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was very understated kinda, of me to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of fucked up. I thought I was finally going to kill all of you. Damn it. Okay, Catan, it is your turn. You are roughly 50 feet away from Philippa and Leaf. Boral, I think you were kind of farther out from Leaf.
Yeah.
So I'd say Boral is probably another like 10, 15 feet. And then you are 60 feet away from Glace. You're standing next to Awen. Well, laying down next to Awen, I guess.
Okay, so Catan is alive again, which he's probably a little confused. He loses his Hexblade's curse. He loses his haste. Jake, have Philippa make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. Well, what is a 2+5 going to do for you? 7 total? Is that going to... That probably beats it, right? Whatever you're going to do. Definitely.
Hell yeah. All right.
It's a leaf roll.
Yeah, it is.
Catan upcasts using his 5th level spell slot. He casts a 4th level spell at 5th level, and he upcasts Banishment.
Oh.
Banishment. You attempt to send one creature that you can see within range to another plane of existence. The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished. When you cast this spell using a spell of 5th level or higher, you can target one additional creature for each spell slot above the 4th.
So you're going to
cast banishment on Philippa.
And Glaze, you want me to make another roll?
And himself.
Oh.
He elects to auto fail it.
Excuse me?
And all of a sudden, you see Philippa wink out of existence. And right before he winks out of existence, he looks at everyone and just says, "I am trusting you to take care of Glaze." And both of them are fucking gone. They just cease to exist on this plane of existence.
Oh, shit.
Specifically, it says, if the target is native to the plane of existence you're on, you banish the target to a harmless demiplane. The target remains there until the spell ends, at which point the target reappears in the space. The spell lasts for 1 minute. It's concentration, but I'm the one who cast it. So, yes, Christy, your hand is up.
I have a very important question.
Uh-huh.
Did Boral see the wink?
Boral, make a wink check.
Thank you.
Wink check,
thank
wink
you, Christy.
Check.
Thank you, Christy. I do have a plus four. Fuck, I rolled the 12.
That's a 16, though.
Oh, no.
I used all my luck points. I can't reroll that shit.
He didn't see the wink. The one wink he never saw.
Oh, my God.
Never saw it coming.
The most important wink of all.
You guys don't understand how fucking sad I am about this.
Especially after he just went through all the trouble of casting a spell to make himself like a little scrawny child.
I tried to help.
Okay. For 1 minute, we are gone.
Okay.
Now, don't you two pop out of existence? Is that that spell?
It only does it if the creature wasn't native.
Ah, okay.
To make the distinct popping noise, I think.
Damn it. All right.
Oh, you went in a little pop.
Yeah, it's a little pop.
A little pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, if the target is native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, the target is banished with a faint popping noise.
Yeah, all right.
What would all of our pop sounds be if we could do that? Let's go around.
Around the table. Yeah, Catan's would be this.
Okay. Nope.
You'll pick it up on the podcast.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, okay. It's not going to pick
same
up on anything.
Can't hear it.
I think mine would be just the classic.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That I actually heard. Okay.
That we heard. Jake?
That's the popping noise I do.
Not a pop at all, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a pop, okay. Mine would be a...
Or maybe a little...
No, mine was a little fart sound.
Yeah, but I couldn't hear it, so it didn't even happen. You could hear mine now.
As a reminder, for those of you at home, we're recording via Discord, which cuts out half of the high-pitched noises we make, so none of us heard anything we did.
Yeah, it has an automatic noise gate on it.
That's why the responses to all of it was very lackluster.
Sick.
All right.
Well, good job, Christy. That was super, super good.
I tried to do a little fun thing, but
yeah, it didn't work.
So Philippa and I both appear on this demiplane, her standing there ready to kill Leaf, who's no longer there, and me lying on the ground looking up at her.
She turns to look down at you. Catan, did you really have to pull me away just to have me kill you by yourself?
Well, good news. In this plane, it is harmless. We cannot harm each other.
She goes to stab you with her spear.
So, Jake, technically we're incapacitated on this plane, but I want to have a conversation with her because it's...
Oh, really, you're incapacitated.
Cool.
She goes
spell.
To try to strike you and her body doesn't move. Fine. And when she says that,
all incapacitated says is you can't take actions or reactions. So we can talk.
The camera starts to zoom out on where you guys are at, as there is just like one disc of like this barren, like reddish gray colored platform that is kind of suspended in the middle of this like universe kind of area where you can just, all you can see are stars and galaxies out in the distance.
Yeah. And a reminder, we're both the Ice Titan's children now because I absorbed that power. So we're having a little toxy.
And as the camera starts to zoom out, you see the two of them standing still and you hear this loud booming voice echo through this plane.
You cannot hide her from me.
Oh,
what you kind of cut out that whole time.
I could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not hear it?
No, no,
I cut you out. At least on Discord.
So what?
I yelled for Milo real long.
Okay.